infrastructures in a horizontal farmers community. I guess one thing that all of us have in common is that we all are in special communities. We want to build better communities, we want to build better infrastructure, and we want to build better technology, be it in a little hackerspace in Sweden, or in a theater group in France, or in an NGO in Germany. That is something that unites us all. And our next speaker, Andrea, she is giving us some insights into their farming community in Italy, because she has 15 years of experience with that, so I think we can all learn quite a lot. And Andrea is self-taught web developer. She graduated in communication sciences. She's also a cook, and she is part of a group of radical farmers. So I would say she's a little bit of everything, a jack of all trades. So she's the best person to give us some insights. So please welcome Andrea with a big, warm round of applause and enjoy this talk. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks to you, to everyone, to stay here. Will be difficult to fit in 30 minutes to explain the experience and to explain the interaction between a lot of different communities, not only this experience in Bologna. But okay, I will speak about Campi Aperti. Campi Aperti means open field in Italian, and I come from Bologna. Okay, Bologna, if you imagine that this is Italy, it's here, Bologna. I'm speaking about growing vegetable, growing organic food. This is a community of farmers. It's a community of people that reclaim the rights to grow our food and decide how the territories, the land, the countryside is transformed. And so is a direct action. There are some reclaims. We reclaim to change some law, but we are not waiting that this law in Italy are changed, but we do directly the stuff. The stuff is survive for farmers, because the problem is that there exists only law in Italy that are for the transform the food, for make pizza, bread, beers, and this stuff, and only are made only for industrial production. So the production of handmade and of a farmer is there are no law for this. You can't do sell. You can't do direct sell. But this group of farmers do this stuff, and so they have a political action real in the street, in the square, and the more visible stuff that they do is do these organic markets, but it's not only this. It's political stuff, and these put their background and their roots in a radical anti-capitalist group and from the No Global movement in the 90s. So where this stuff happen in places that are free, because you can't ask at the beginning 15 years ago, you can't, but also now probably it's more difficult, you can't ask to municipality to start this kind of markets. And they found a good ground in squat, in square, in the street, in places that are managed by human agreement and not law. And so Campi Aperti was born in 2003 in XM 24 in Bolognina. That is is an occupied public shared space, self-managed by a community. It's not a service. It's a place where the needs of a community and the answer to the needs, to these needs, find an answer and a resolution. And this place is under the threat of eviction, and we support a lot this place, and are really, really important for our life. So I told you where, and I want also told you how, not how, only not how after. When? The time. The time it's an important stuff. The time for capitalism is thinking in hours and money, but and it's fast. But this is shaped on you on. An egocentric idea, but this is not the only way to think the time. For farmers, it's really easier think that time cyclical, not egocentric, not human-centered way. And so they are habits to plan the stuff and to take a seasonal agreement or seasonal planning. And so the first stuff to rethink our life and our community is take our time to grow relationship and our time to think how to do the stuff and our time when we buy something, our time to think where came from the stuff that we buy and the stuff that we eat. In which, in how are developed and where come from, where from what community and from what territories. Okay, this is a gift that you will find in the slide. If you go to check after this talk, you can see also a video. In Creative Commons for sure, but now I have not the time to show our action in a video. I want to explain a bit the infrastructure. The infrastructure is based on the human agreement, and the group of Campi Aperti started with five people in an occupied space. A public space, and they started with a small market. After they grew it, and now there are more than 150 farmers, and with 1,000 people that come at the market and are co-producer of the products. And so we manage ourselves by assemblies, and we do the stuff with consensus method. So the topic are food autonomy, be independent with the food, safeguard the territories, so practice agroecology, and we have a shared warranty. So the group of farmers not accept the. The centralized warranty about organic food by the state, but they practice a shared warranty. Means that everyone of the producer at the market take care of the product also of the others, and take care of the relationship. But this is also means that if you break the trust one with the other, you go out from the community. And this looks like difficult to decide, but it's not so difficult because when you are local and you know the products that you grow and how are organic, it's easy to decide this stuff. It look like that for to explain some technical people is like if you not trust a certification authority, but you are based on a web of trust. And so we include also in our relationship, in our work, the sense of the limit and the mutualism. So we plan to not grow too much, but grow only locally. And we divided the assembly. There are assembly for every market, that are 8 every month. There are assembly globally, all together, every 2 months, and assembly every 2 months locally for a valley. Are based on a formal consensus method, This means that we trained us to stay in the consensus area. We know that the agreement are based in a balance between a relationship and knowledge. We come all from a different knowledge because we are specialized in different stuff, and we have to grow together our relationship. So we try to stay in this area of consensus, knowing that we are different knowledge, but I trust. We don't want to stay in anonymity. We don't want to stay always agree all together because there are a lot of risk in that area. In this area you grow the diversity. In that area you are doing echo chambers and you are doing you can do easily mistake in the unanimity place. In the other you find low trust and different knowledge, so you are indecent normally, and you have low relationship, so low trust but a full agreement of what you want for the future. The only stuff that you can do is take a technical agreement together, so write really specific law, but we don't laws, so we want agreement and a guideline. The other stuff are done by trust, one with the other. So, I told you that we use a formal consensus method, means that in this distributed meeting, we have shared agreements. We start with a base ground, that is that every assembly is reported. So at the beginning of every assembly, we choose a reporters. A reporter or more than one, because sometimes there are global assembly that start at the morning and finish in the evening. And so we have a timekeeper for the speaker, and we decide to put in our agreement the right to listen and to be listened, and no meta conversation over the topic. Only everyone speak for herself. Okay, we need to communicate, and when we started to think about the communication, we speak with another community that know better the stuff about the communication than us, and we found and we know because we shared the same political idea with ECC meeting. ECC meeting is a community in Italy that is anti-fascist, anti-racist, and anti-sexist, and was born in the 90s, also that community, and every year they meet in a different space, occupied space in Italy. They are for the freedom in the communication and with a view, a critical view about technologies. So we asked and we discovered a lot of self-managed server, and for the first tool that we implemented in the 2004 was our website. We started with a lot of mailing lists. The first tool was mailing list, and after to communicate outside in the group, we started with this website hosted by Autistici Inventati, that is one of the older self-managed server in Italy near us, based with a strong view about anonymity and privacy oriented for the user. The communication are really, really important in group that live in the countryside. You live in different farm far from one from the other. And so happened that to use the mailing list, people need the connectivity. So what happened that if you based your connectivity on commercial companies and you are in countryside, you discover that told you, no, you are too far from the city and we don't earn too much enough to bring to you connectivity. And so we started to explore explore how to resolve this problem. And we discovered that exists yet a community that thought to this stuff, and that yet existed a peer-to-peer agreement. And in Italy, we meet Linux community that are based, that are shared us and teach us how set a mesh network. And so I show you a bit of photograph. Our infrastructure is small and grow really slowly. And is based our hardware are 15 people that want stay connected one with the other, and understood that broadcasting connection is nice, is really lighter, use 5 gigahertz point-to-point antenna to do a point-to-point connection. And so the cost to stay, to learn, and to do maintain that network is an effort that they can do. And we found also for people, more technicians that help, it's like help to install Linux, but here we install OpenWRT. And and after, the people know how maintain and take care their in freedom their PC, and in this case antenna. We use also proprietary hardware that we change the firmware, and we use TP-Link Ubiquiti, but we are switching to an open hardware project that is LibreRouter. And as software, we use LibreMesh, libremesh.org, that is a project that is a bundle of configuration open over OpenWRT, and that use a different protocol like Babel D and Batman ADV. But yeah, the topic of them is make easier the stuff for the user, and they do. So we have a blog, antennine.noblogs.org, that where we take the documentation of this stuff. We think a lot about technology, also think why we are adopt technology. So we started to deploy a feminist view about technologies. Means that we think that every technology is an effort. When someone told to you that this technology is smart, sometime is because is not considering the entire cycle of life of that technologies. Looking a lot in the technologies that everyone this moment is doing advertisement about technologies, hey, use this, is easy. We think, okay, no, stop. It's better wait and think what we are doing. So we think that it's important not to do the things alone, because you became the point of failure of your community. To be resistant, you need to do the stuff with more people, not start if you are alone, and mix proficient people with newbie. Contemplate the possibility of making mistake, and so build a testing environment before put the stuff in production. Document everything to explain the choice that you took, and give the time to yourself and to the other to study, and not to be too much specialized. Specialized brings people to easily to go to burnout. It's better if you trust yourself in more than one topic, and share knowledge with the other, not to go too much in deep in one topic, because you lost the entire view and why you are doing something. You are not paid for this stuff for community. It's a need for community, and there's a richness for every one of your community in our view, in our way that we do the stuff. So We start from our needs. We started to speak about our digital data in 2016. This is a meeting of Genuino Clandestino, that is the bigger network of self-organized farmers in Italy. And there are a lot of different small communities that that grow vegetable and do direct sell in a shared public space. And we started to speak about our digital data, and we decided that we don't want to put in Google, Amazon, Facebook, Microsoft, Apple space. We are anti-GAFAM, because we are against a big distribution of the food and also big distribution of the data. We think so that in this moment it's really important to take care of our intimacies and our data. So, we decided to put in a server and to run ourselves these services. And we spent 1 year to find a virtual private server, someone that hosts our digital place that shared with us our policy. And we found in France, in Toulouse, the tetaneutral.net that is inside of a bigger network that is Federated France Data Network. And are really important for us because I think that they do a good work because they are for net neutrality, for freedom of access to the internet, and with a budget based on donation of the community. We spent a lot of time to find inside our community of farmers sysadmin, and we found, and we started to use Nextcloud as a free software to where host our data. And we decide to start, we started in March of this year, and we decided to start to use only for administrative work, so only for 10 people of the group, and after decide if this tool is okay for our needs or not. If it's not, we will see, and we are just in time to go back and not use. But at the moment, the stuff are running good, and we are store in this cloud the cards about our farmers, because we make everyone to enter in Campi Aperti need to be visited by another farmer, and how they grow vegetable and how they do organic stuff. And so we write dossier of ourselves, and it's why the website was not more enough. We need a private place where store this stuff, also to decentralize the task that we have to do, to distribute the task. And so after this 1 year of testing, we are planning how to grow. Okay, if all the stuff are going good, we decide how to grow. And so, again, we decide to not do this stuff alone. We look around in a community near to us, and we decide again to adopt something that is yet used by a community that is anti-fascist, anti-racist, and anti-sexist, that is Autistic Inventati. They changed the infrastructure this year, and they moved in a container infrastructure to have divided the configuration, the specific configuration, the configuration that you can share with others, and the software. All these three stuff are managed by a minimalistic orchestrator container that is called the Float. And we find this solution interesting, also because we studied a bit the other possibility of a solution, And we saw that in this moment there are a huge huge software, also open source, that can resolve this problem, but developed and used by huge open source company that not really fit our needs. So we are interested in this software because it gives a static service allocation. Like some of these features look like not real, are non-feature for the needs of the companies, but for us are. Because we have a community, so we have different needs. So how it's work quickly, because we are at the CCC, I have to show you something of technical. So we have a specific and generic configuration that we versioning with Git. We use Ansible to versioning our configuration. And the software, so the generic part, is built by the continuous integration that we have on Autistic Inventity. That is built in, we have a Docker registry and build the Docker image. And so Float deployed, running our Ansible playbook, deploy the different Docker image on the different machine. So, why it's good for us? Because we can versioning all the stuff, so we can also do mistake but go back, and we can deploy on a virtual machine where we can do testing and on the real machine. This is, I think so. Why we think to adopt? Also because we want not to use. We don't want to stay on a virtual machine. We would like move on bare metal, and we trust the group. This orchestrator is only It's 1,000 line of Python code, and is written like Ansible plugin. And we can use double factor authentication, universal two-factor authentication. That is good for us because you have the stuff that your security is based could be based on a hardware token. So you have a security in something of local that you have to keep, and in some integrated monitoring like Prometheus. Prometheus and Grafana. And this feature, non-feature or feature, is that the services go down when something fails. And this is, for us, is important. We are not a company that have to stay 24 hours up. But we are a community that want to know if something go wrong with your machine and if someone put physically the hands on your machine. And this is now is the time of the question. Slow, please, the question, because I don't speak really well English. You see now, but also I don't understand really well. And this is the long list of thanks and all the community that I speak about. There is also Eclectic Tech Carnival, that is a feminist community that pushed a lot to me to arrive here to explain this stuff to you. And thanks.
Thank you very much for the great talk. It was very, very interesting. We still have 10 minutes for questions and answers. So if you have questions, just move to the three microphones in the room, and then we're going to have you ask your question. So we start with microphone number 2. Very slow in English, please.
Yes. Thank you very much for the talk. I have a question. The customers, do they pay in advance for a year, or do they pay at the market?
Okay. In Bologna, in Campi Aperti, the experience is a direct sell in the market. So the co-producer, the consumer, pay at the moment. But we know that this is not the perfect model, and there are other experiments in the city in which Campi Aperti and this group of farmers is involved. And so there is also Arvaya, that is another group that the consumer pay in advance and have a place and also work in fields and take boxes every week. And there is also another project that is Camilla, and is based on you are associated, and you have to work 3 hours every month in a market, and there is this market open for all the association, all the people associated to this. So it's a city that is experimented, but yeah, for Campi Aperti, you not pay in advance, only for in other projects.
Is it okay if I ask something else?
If it's, well, I would first take microphone number 3, but if you just stay there, I feel like there would be still time for another question. So microphone number 3, please.
Yes, I have a question about consensus. You mentioned that some level of disagreement is not only acceptable, but maybe good, because if everyone agrees, then there's no discussion, development, and less trust. Like, what level of disagreement is acceptable? Have you tried different models? Like, how you achieve this consensus?
Yeah, we think that disagreement is important to not hide the problems. So also we put attention to not say at the end of a conversation we are all agree, but for example, if someone have more Dub, and we have a formal way of consensus. So to be sure that we are all agree, we do an orientation. We call it, and that means that you can divide the group in a 3 position: active consent, consensus with dubs, but that you think that the trust is enough, so you are agree, but you will be not active to do the stuff. And the active dissensus, that means that the decision that are you taking is against the principle. And if you put yourself in that position, you have to explain to all the others, and you have to do again an orientation. But if you are more than 20% of the people that stay in active dissent, you have to rediscuss all. So became a blocked.
Great, thanks for the explanation. That was very interesting. Microphone number 2 again.
Thank you for your talk. I wanted to ask whether you have any mechanism to help people that want to become farmers, especially to acquire new land.
Existed a project, and now it's not more active. We are sad because it's not more active, because this project started from people that had this need, and after they found land, and said, okay, we have not more the time, and we not find again who put the time in that project. And so there is not a real process in which we help people to become farmer, but for example, the mailing list is open. Everyone that participates to the market can join the mailing list, and also the assembly, the meeting. And so, happen a lot of time that people ask for space in countryside, and so find information. And the other stuff that really change is that a lot of people come in Campi Aperti asking to do transformation, to do only to transform only the food. And this fact is not acceptable in Campi Aperti. The people can only transform the food. We do practice for being independent from capitalism for our food, and so you can't ask only to transform. So we ask these people to start a project to grow vegetables and became a farmer. And so started an active collaboration with a group of farmers or a farm that yet exists. And so in this way started more people to live in countryside.
Thank you very much. Next up, we have a question from the internet.
You seem to have gone really far in doing a lot of things yourself. Do you still rely on a lot of mainstream technologies, or did you re-implement everything yourself?
Is everything self-made, or do you still rely on some mainstream technologies? Is there something that you use that is mainstream capitalist that everybody else uses too? Like, you mentioned that you don't use Google or Facebook or something, okay. But apart from that, is there something mainstream that you still use, that you rely on?
Yeah, we are not monopolistic. We have the basic communication in an independent infrastructure, but yes, some of them are not direct running autistic. We are based on self-managed server, so community that shared with us political topic, but in that way, We are not running the service. To communicate, we use the website and the mailing list. So we have our independent communication, but there is not we not avoid people of us that use also commercial instrument or commercial social network. The stuff is only that we don't trust too much that that way of communication will be really useful when we need.
All right. Another question from microphone number two, please.
Hi, thank you for your presentation. In your presentation, you mentioned dossier written by farmers about other farmers and farmers visiting other farmers. I wanted to ask, these dossier, what kind of information do they collect and how are they used? What's the purpose of the dossier and what information do they collect?
Okay, is the protocol of shared warranty. And so, a person that wants to enter in Campi Aperti from the website can ask to be visited and start to fill a form and fill these dossier, these cards. And after these cards go to the people, to the assembly of that valley, the valley where this farmer came from, and decide when do the visit. So this visit is reported to the next assembly, and who did the visit say what this person wrote in the card is true or not true. And so also here you have the weight of trust. Yeah, of the how much trust the words of a person that asked to enter, and we store this card, this dossier, and we print, and we print, and we put physically on the desk when people do the market, because it's really important that people that come to buy the stuff know and if want go also to visit the producer. And also because I told you that some of that organic stuff are organic, but not with the certification by the state. And also a lot of that stuff that are transformed are inside of the campaign Genuino Clandestino. That means that are transformed, handmade, but out of the law. Okay. And so you need that people are well informed who buy the stuff.
Okay, so
I'm very sorry, but we don't have time for backup questions. Also, I'm very sorry. I would have loved to have the person who asked the first question also ask the last question, but we ran out of time. But I'm sure that you can still catch Andrea after the talk and ask whatever questions were not answered. So first of all, thanks for all of your very interesting and clever questions. And also thank you very much, Andrea, for the great presentation. Please give another big warm round of applause for Andrea. Thank you very much. Thanks.